This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think of someone that has fought harder for election integrity, for the truth, than Mike Lindell. Poured millions of dollars into this. This is not controversial because we all want elections that have integrity, right? Some states didn't exactly do things by the book, by their own constitutions. That's something Mike Lindell has exposed. It'll be fixed in the future. What a warrior. What a warrior. Mike Lindell. And guess what? He has a company that gives you a better night's sleep. The pillow he invented has done that for millions. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Same on all their products. Footwear, slippers and moccasins, sleepwear. The MyPillow robe is famous nationwide now. The sheets, the towels. Huge discounts when you use my name as your promo code, Scott, at MyPillow.com. Scott, when you go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-506-9028. Let's stand with folks that stand for us and fight for the values we have and what we believe in. That's Mike Lindell. That's MyPillow. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com.
And here we are back on the What's on Your Mind morning show. I am Jeff Left. I am in for Scott, who's on vacation. He's going to be back, by the way, next week. And just want to let you know that Ron Ness is going to be taking the show tomorrow. So thankful that Scotty said, take the show, Jeff. I'm on vacation. You go. I said, okay. It's statewide signal right now, KFYR AM 550 Bismarck, KTGO AM 1090, FM 92.4 in Tioga. And, of course, here the studios I'm out of is WZFG, AM 1100, The Flag, and FM 92.3. I am so happy to have the Speaker of the House of North Dakota on the air with me this morning, Kim Koppelman. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Oh, good to be with you, man. I've known you for a long, long time, and I hope things are going well there in the land of politics in North Dakota.
They are.
They are. Do you still have your public relations firm still going?
We do. We do, yes. And that's a juggling act, you know, serving in the North Dakota legislature. I've been asked the question over the years, you know, how much time does it take to serve in the legislature? It usually comes from people that are considering running. And my answer is always the same. It depends on what kind of legislator you want to be. Because, you know, we meet for 80 days every 2 years. That's our regular session, or a maximum of 80 days, I should say.
Sure.
Occasionally, rarely, there's a special session, as we just did, mainly for redistricting here in North Dakota. And there are interim committees and so on, so you can kind of lay out the time commitment. But if you want to be a very good legislator, you can work full-time plus. You're not going to get paid to do that, but the conscientious legislators put in a whole lot more time than they ever are compensated for. So,
oh, no doubt. And
so
your phone never stops.
I'd be a lot wealthier, man, if I never ran for the legislature, but it's a labor of love. It's a passion to serve the people of North Dakota.
Oh, no doubt about it. And years ago, you and I worked with your advertising marketing firm. You know, we did a lot of commercials together, and if I'm not mistaken, we won some Addies together. Those are advertising awards. Yes, we did. I've got some. I've got some on my wall because of you.
A lot of fun things. You know, it was interesting. I ran into a group that we did some musical things with a while ago. They're musicians, and I happened to be at a place, a county fair thing, I think, where they were playing on an outdoor stage, and I hadn't seen them in years, and I walked over during one of the breaks and said hello, and they said, we've still got the Addy on the wall. We had recorded some music together that they were part of. So you're part of that history as well. It's been
working
with you there, too.
Well, I wanted to take a couple of minutes today, and I wanted to talk about a connection we have that you turned me on to, and that's David Barton. And he's an amazing guy, and you brought him into town. There were a lot of people for that breakfast, And I know a friend of mine and I went. We were blown away. And you're kind of the David Barton go-to guy, you know.
if
David can't make the convention, you're up there.
You know? Well, you know, Jeff, it's become a passion of mine. I heard David Barton and others speak. There are others that have sort of picked this topic, which is basically, what role did faith play in our founding? What were the faith commitments of our founding fathers and the leaders of our nation in the years since then that really stood out? And how does that affect not only the founding of our nation, but our nation today? And is it part of our forgotten history? I remember the late D. James Kennedy, who was a pastor of a Presbyterian church in Florida.
Coral Gables,
exactly. And he used to speak on this topic periodically, and there are others that have written on it. Tim LaHaye wrote a book years ago, Faith of Our Founding Fathers. But David Barton is probably the key figure in the modern day of this whole topic. He's one of the best historians that I know in America, and certainly the premier one who has focused on that that end of the topic. And he holds a legislative conference every year. I've spoken at it a few times, and I've attended it several times, and brought some of my legislative colleagues down in the Dallas area. And what I love about David is that he goes through history and he backs everything up with original documents and original materials. So he's a very studious historian, and he footnotes everything that he writes heavily. And he's got the source documents, and he knows which founding father wrote about this or talked about that, et cetera.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we live in a day when much of our history is being revised. We call it revisionist history for a reason. And it's amazing. In fact, let me just share a few things with you and your listeners.
Yeah.
If they haven't thought about this topic or looked at it, what I love to do occasionally when I speak on this topic is just start to throw out some quotes and say, who said this? And, for example, here's one. Somebody said, God who gave us life gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Do you know who said that?
I do not.
Thomas Jefferson. Often considered one of
Jefferson is the poster boy of the other side.
One of the least religious founding fathers.
Yes.
Now, if the guy like Jefferson was talking like that, and in fact, if you go to the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., somebody said if they're going to take God out of our nation's history, they're going to have to do a lot of sandblasting in Washington, D.C., because some of these words are engraved in that monument and in others. And, you know, people think about George Washington, John Adams. I mean, you know, things like... John Adams once said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And, you know, and one of my favorites is, and because there's a story behind this, during the Constitutional Convention, and if you think back in history, when America was being formed, when the question was, could America be formed? Could these states, these colonies that had so many differences, come together and actually form some kind of a union, some kind of a nation? And for a while, it worked like that. It looked like that wasn't going to happen. There were a lot of stumbling blocks, a lot of issues standing in the way. And the grand old man of the convention, Benjamin Franklin, was the elder statesman in the colonies, I should say, at that time, stood up during the Constitutional Convention, and he said this. I'm just going to quote a part of this. He said, I have lived, sir, speaking to George Washington, who was presiding, I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?
Oh.
And then he
Amazing.
Went on to request that that a local pastor, a local clergyman, be asked to come and open the Constitutional Convention each day in prayer after that. And he made the motion, which failed, but George Mason reiterated it a little bit later.
Are we trying for a break at 15?
And as a result of that, that started the tradition of our Congress being opened in prayer, our North Dakota
legislature
in prayer. So I've just quoted from two of the least, you know, commonly thought of least religious founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. If I'd quote from some of the others, you'd think you were sitting in a pew listening to somebody from a pulpit. So it's pretty amazing. A lot of people don't know that. And as you said, David is a wealth of knowledge on this. He's done great work. And we may bring him back to North Dakota. I think we've had a lot of requests for that.
Does the North Dakota House open up in prayer?
We certainly do.
Does the North Dakota Senate?
Yes.
Okay.
And oftentimes, you know, this session was a little different with COVID and everything else.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Most sessions, there are a lot of visiting pastors and priests and people that will come from around the state who are maybe the local clergymen of one of the members, and they will invite them to come.
Oh, really?
Yep. And this session, we had mostly Bismarck area pastors come for obvious reasons, and they would come and open, and they sit typically up next to me at the speaker's rostrum as we open the session of the day, and we do, the first thing we do is prayer by the chaplain, and the second thing is the Pledge of Allegiance, and I love both of those, and oftentimes when the chaplain is sitting next to me, I tell them this is the most important thing we do, to have you here.
No doubt about it. Kim Koppelman, he's the speaker of the House, North Dakota House. Can I keep you over past the break and ask you a couple more questions? And when I come back, I want to ask you this. This is what I have read, anyway. Of all the founders who signed the Constitution, only three were deists. The rest were Christians, like Jesus Christians, and we're back right after this.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for $4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On your mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. You should know this. Oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota. Schools, roads, bridges, everything. schools, counties, cities receive revenue from the oil and gas industry in every corner of North Dakota. Find out more about this at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibility.
And here we are in the What's on Your Mind Morning Show, 1020, and I'm Jeff Left in for Scott today, who's on vacation, a much-needed vacation, and he's back next week. Ron Ness will be taking the show tomorrow, and my guest right now is Speaker of the North Dakota House, Kim Koppelman, who really has his finger on history, Christianity, formation of the founding fathers, all that stuff. And here's my next question for you, Kim. The founders, only three were deists, where they just believed in a God. The rest, am I right, were Judeo-Christians, believed in Jesus?
You know, I think you're right about the majority. I can't tell you the exact number, but I do know that several, and I before the break, I quoted from two of them. From a lot of people say that both Jefferson and Franklin were deists. But if you understand deism and you heard those quotes, you understand what they believed and what they said about the way God intervenes in the affairs of men, the way that God is just, and that implies and clearly points to an active God, a figure who interacts in the affairs of men, as Franklin said. Deism, on the other hand, believes that essentially God, they give assent to a creator. Yeah, there's a God somewhere, and he created this planet Earth that we all live on, but it's kind of like a wind-up toy that he created and just let go its way, and he's not involved anymore, and it's just kind of, you know, whatever. There's sort of a God out there somewhere. So it's a very passive picture of God and who he is and what he is. And when you listen to what those guys believed, it's pretty clear. In fact, I'll give you a couple other thoughts about Jefferson. When he became president, he was the first president, and I'm not sure if the only, perhaps the only one, that signed all of his documents. It was customary to say, in the year of our Lord. He signed his documents in the year of our Lord, Christ.
Wow.
And every presidential proclamation, every document he signed, he also created, he decided that the largest church in Washington, D.C., became the state capital, the capital of the U.S., the U.S. Capitol. And they held Sunday services there, interdenominational services, every Sunday morning. And Jefferson often attended, and he commissioned the Marine Band, the president's own band, to play at those services. So the first worship team, I guess, in D.C. was the Marine Band. So a lot of these facts that people don't know really paint a different picture than what we've been told. In fact, you mentioned David Barton. He's written a book about that called The Jefferson Lies, about all the lies that have been told about Thomas Jefferson and how we need to set him straight. Now, I'm not saying he was a Bible-believing Christian, as most people might term it today, but clearly he was not a deist. He was not an unbeliever. He was not antagonistic toward faith, as a lot of people would charge.
So if the majority of the signers were Christians who believed in Jesus, were we a theocracy when we started? No?
Not at all. And let me explain why. The statistics basically say that roughly 97% of the United States at the time of our founding were Christians. In other words, you know, Catholics or Protestants, Christians of some flavor, some stripe. So we're a much more diverse nation today, obviously. But the remaining 3% or so were either people of no faith or some other faith, perhaps Jewish, perhaps whatever. And the interesting thing about that is that our founding fathers, because of their Christian faith, implied one of the tenets of Christianity, which is basically, if people understand the Christian faith, they understand that God gives people a free choice. He gave man free will. So God has laid out this option to trust him and his son, who he sent. We just celebrated that at Christmas time, and put their faith in him. But it's up to them if they choose to do that or not. He's given free will. So as a result of that, our founders, rather than forming a theocracy, said, no. We are going to have freedom of religion in this nation. You can pick whichever religion you want, whatever faith you want, and that's going to be protected for you to practice your faith or to practice no faith. That's up to you. And that same freedom, then, is reflected in our governing and our founding documents. And while we acknowledge God, while Christian principles form a basic foundation for our nation, we are not a theocracy, nor should we be.
Amazing. When you see a dollar bill and it says, "In God we trust," I had a guy tell me, well, that's all the gods because we any religion can practice here. It isn't, is it, when you see "In God we trust"? Well, is it the God of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Exactly, because, again, America was founded on that basis. And sometimes people, you know, ask the question, well, is America a Christian nation? Well, in terms of your previous question, are we a theocracy? Absolutely not. But in terms of practice and principle, no question about it. In fact, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a decision in the 19th century, was asked that very question. Is America a Christian nation? It's an amazing decision to read because they laid out a number of precepts as to their legal reasoning as to whether or not we are. And their contention, their conclusion was, there's no question about it. We absolutely are. So, you know, again, people misconstrue what that means. Doesn't mean that we force Christianity, doesn't mean we have a state church, but it means that those principles were what guided our founders and what are still reflected in our laws today.
And so when I look at the country and I look at, as through the lens of Christianity, and I look at the movies, I look at society, I look at the books, I look at online and how far we are away from Judeo-Christian values here in the United States, I still have to say we're a Christian nation because of our founding. We may have people way off and away from Christianity, but at the end of the day, we are.
And we are, and that's part of that freedom that I talked about. So ask yourself this question, Jeff.
Would
you rather be a Christian in a Muslim nation or a Muslim in a Christian nation?
Oh, a Christian in a Muslim nation or a Muslim in a Christian nation? I guess I'd rather be a Muslim in a Christian nation.
I think most of us would pick the latter because, again, of that freedom. Hey, we could talk a lot about a lot of things that are going on in North Dakota, but I appreciate this topic, and people might wonder, who is this preacher you got on the air? But it's just the fact that, hey, this is the faith that I live by, and I think is reflected not only in our history, but by the majority of people in North Dakota as well. And whether you're an atheist, an agnostic, an unbeliever, another believer in another faith, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Muslim, whatever, there's no place I'd rather be than the United States of America. We have freedom to practice that faith, to live it. And you got a guy coming up, I think, that is committed to as your next guest as well.
He's amazing. And, of course, you're talking about Mark Jaritsma, North Dakota Family Alliance. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kim, thank you so much. I mean, you're just a wealth of knowledge on history and government and Christ. And I just want to thank you for the time today. I really do.
Jeff, great to be with you and great to visit with the folks in North Dakota.
Same here. Happy New Year.
You too. Take care.
That's the Speaker of the House, North Dakota House, Kim Koppelman, who knows all that stuff. Statewide right now, KFYR AM 550 Bismarck, KTGO AM 1090, FM 92 Tioga, and WZFG AM 1100, FM 92.3. It's the flag, and that's where I'm coming from right now. And it's 1028, and we're going to the break, and we're coming back right after this.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again this week, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested two convicted sex offenders of children who recently crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. One of the men came from Honduras, the other from Mexico. According to the agency, 1.9 million migrants crossed the border illegally in fiscal 2021. That's an increase of more than 1.3 million over the previous year and 800,000 more than the year before. As the CDC recommends COVID-19 infected isolation time drop from 10 days to 5 days, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC this week fails to disclose the science behind the decision.
Nothing is going to be 100%, and this is one of those situations when you're dealing with a very difficult situation that we often say you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Days to the Bison being in Frisco, Texas once again for a national championship. And another game day giveaway awaits. The final of the year for my friends at PetroServe USA. Register now for two $500 PetroServe USA gift cards. And if you're headed to Frisco, maybe you're hopping our bus to go down there. Here's what I do. Load up in the Bison apparel. You can get it at any PetroServe USA location. And get registered for the Bison game day giveaway at the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison, PetroServe USA.
The What's on Your Mind Morning Show. Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm in for Scott Henin today, and we are having such a good time. We've had such a good lineup of guests, and it continues right now with Mark Jaritsma. And, of course, he's the president of North Dakota Family Alliance. Mark, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. I just got done talking with Kim Koppelman. I bet you know him.
Yes. Kim and I know each other very well, and for a lot of the same things.
Yes, you do, and I do, too. And so glad you're here. I'm calling you for a couple of reasons. One is the church that I go to, that I pastor, as a matter of fact. I'm a pastor and a counselor out of here. And it was the North Dakota Family Alliance. And it was a card, and, of course, about what you do and all that stuff. And I looked at the card, and I said, I've got to get them on the air. And so that's how that happened, and I called you, and we set this up, and I'm so glad you've given me the time this morning on the air here on What's on Your Mind Morning Show. So tell me, let's start with what the North Dakota Family Alliance does, and a thumbnail sketch of, say, what is that organization? What do they do?
You bet. We are a nonprofit, a Christian nonprofit, and our mission is essentially to equip fellow North Dakotans to engage in what we call God-honoring citizenship, and then to advocate for policies that strengthen faith, family, and freedom. That's kind of it in a nutshell. And so what issues do we look at? We look at life issues like, you know, pro-life, abortion issues, end of life. We look at biblical definitions of marriage and try and protect those. The ability to worship and operate your businesses according to your faith and not have, you know, other values imposed upon you by the government. And so those are the kind of things that we typically advocate for in the legislature and in other venues.
So the Colorado wedding cake, you would have been involved in that. That happened in North Dakota. You'd be like, hey. No.
Yes. That that would have probably been a full-time job if it would have occurred in North Dakota. Yes, that's exactly the kind of thing you're talking about with Mr. Phillips. And that's a good example because it shows you the level of, if you will, the animosity, I think it's fair to say, towards sometimes those of faith, those who want to exercise their religious liberties, and those are being curtailed and assaulted every day. And we're there to try and protect those and to represent those who do stick to biblical values.
Sure. Mark, what is your counterpart in South Dakota called? Or does South Dakota have a family alliance kind of thing?
Actually, 42 states have similar organizations.
God. Yeah, well, go ahead.
It's actually very encouraging, I have to say. We're working on 50, but I don't know. Those last few holdouts are going to be a little tough. We do have an organization in South Dakota. I think it's called South Dakota Family Heritage, and it's run by a gentleman by the name of Norman Woods, who's just fabulous, and they do the same kind of things that we do in the legislature and in other venues, and we work together on things, in particular the recent vaccine mandates and things like that. We've worked
sure.
with.
Well, I got to tell you, I was involved with those people when I lived in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I got involved, and we came this close to being an abortion-free state. It was amazing how close. Do you remember that year, how close it came? It was a while ago, but it was so close, and we almost made it, and I was so happy to get involved with them, and I know that you have. And I got to tell you something else about pro-life. I got to tell you this story real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was a talk show host for 6 years on a station that we have bought, WDAY, here in town. And so I'm on the air one day, and a lady calls up. We were talking about the abortion issue, and this really happened. A lady calls up, and she says, "Hi, Jeff." I said, "Hi." And I go to line one or whatever, and she says, "I've got a question for you." I said, "Okay, go ahead." And she said to me, "Well," she said, "I've got a friend who wants to have an abortion." I said, "Okay." And she said it was her body. And, you know, Jeff, I have to agree with her. And I sat back and I said, can I just say a couple of things before you answer? And she said, sure. I said, I want you to think about something. The baby in her body, separate fingerprints, separate DNA, separate footprints, which they take, I think, out of the hospital when a baby's born, or they used to.
Right.
A separate blood type, a different person, and in 50% of the cases, a different sex. How is that her body? And it was dead silence. And I actually hit the cue button to my producer, and I said, is the call still there? And he gets back to me and says, yes, she is. And so I waited a couple more seconds, and I said, I forget what her name was, but I said, are you there? She said, yes, I am. I said, what do you think? And she said, I've never considered it. I said, what are you going to tell your friend now? She said, she can't. It's not her body. I was stunned. I was just stunned. I mean, it was amazing. And my producer was stunned. And we went to a break as fast as we could. But wasn't that amazing?
That really is. And I got to tell you, Jeff, it does amaze me sometimes that when you have those kind of conversations, things that you and I kind of take for granted, you know, the science behind it, frankly, and you have those conversations, sometimes people just haven't thought it through. And all of a sudden they recognize that, oh, wait, this is a separate person, and that my decisions for my body supposedly affect another living human being. And the same laws apply or should apply as when we affect other human beings and their adults or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I mean, are you familiar with 40 Days for Life?
Oh, yes, very familiar with them.
Yeah, that's a big thing here in Fargo. I know they're all over the place, but boy, oh, boy, when you look at how many abortions the girls walk away because they see the signs, you know, they're praying for them there. I've never seen Catholics and Protestants get together with so much, you know, unity, and they all are. And it's just an amazing effort.
Yeah, and there's a group, I think they're called Sidewalk Advocates, and they are out there every Wednesday when abortions are performed, and they are praying for the young ladies that go in, the mothers, and they talk to them if they can, and they just try and make a difference, try and protect these little unborn children from being killed. And, you know, my hat's off to them. It's an incredibly difficult situation for the moms and also for them on the sidewalks. And 40 Days for Life does the same kind of thing. We used to have three abortion clinics in North Dakota, Grand Forks, Jamestown, and Fargo. And 40 Days for Life and others got together and essentially just prayed around, they gathered, from what I understand, around the one in Grand Forks and Jamestown, and just prayed and asked that it be closed down. We now have one left.
Yep.
We have the one in Fargo that does about 1,100 abortions a year. Jeez. And if we'd have our way, that one will also be closed down.
And you know what? It was a shaky time years ago, not many years ago, but years ago, when we found out somebody had broken the story that the Samaria hospitals had given credentials to the abortion doctors. And so we were kind of crazy, because I don't want a guy replacing my hip or operating on my ankle that just killed two kids.
Right.
I didn't want that. And that was a mess. Let me tell you, that was a huge mess. Hey, tell me I've got it here. Tell me about the conference coming up.
Oh, absolutely. We are so excited about this. I'll try and keep my enthusiasm down a little bit. it's going to be hard, though. So we have the very first comprehensive pro-life conference in North Dakota coming up in January. Uh-huh. Wow. It's spectacular. I've talked to people who've lived here their entire lives. I haven't. But I've talked to them and said, do you remember a pro-life conference for the whole state? And nobody can. And there are people who, like I said, have been there their whole lives, have been involved in policy and pro-life movement. And so I got to thinking, but, well, why don't we do that then? And so I impulsively jumped in with both feet and said, okay, we'll do it. North Dakota Family Alliance will host it, and it's coming up on January 11th. And it's going to be really great, Jeff. We are going to have representation from, obviously, ourselves, from Concerned Women for America, North Dakota Catholic Conference, North Dakota Right to Life, Women's Pregnancy Center Grand Forks, the legislature, North Dakota Conservative Advocates, North Dakota Post-Abortion Ministries, and more. I mean, it's wow. All the groups, everyone out there who's working towards the life issue. And they're going to be in one place, and there's going to be a chance to have a panel discussion. You can ask them questions. We're even providing a free lunch. I mean, what more could you want?
So, yeah, hello.
You know, we're shooting for that college student demographic, too. So we're providing lunch. It's a free event. And, space is limited. It's going to be at the Heritage Center on the 11th of January from 9 to 4 p.m. It's a one-day
You know, meal. Campus Crusade for Christ should get in this. And send the student body down. And
yeah.
Let them see what's going on. Let them hear what's going on.
Yeah, and I was in touch with our regional person from Students for Life, and ended up talking to another person to him and said, let's get students down here. My daughter, she'll be embarrassed of me saying this, but she is the president of Students for Life at the University of Jamestown. And
nice.
I'm so proud of her.
Oh,
it's
no
so
doubt.
Great. And, you know, the ability for that generation to see the importance of this. They call themselves the pro-life generation. I think that's fabulous, because you and I, you know, we're not going to be around forever, but hopefully we leave a legacy for our children and grandchildren and so on, and it looks like they're grabbing onto that. So I'm so excited about the conference and about what it represents.
Oh, man, I'm so thankful. I hear the music, which means I'm going to a hard break. But, Mark, thank you so much for what you do at North Dakota Pro-Life and at the Family Alliance. And I will be doing everything I can to promote this. I'm part of a 40-pastor church thing, so I'm going to get this out to everybody.
Thank you. And if people want to register, they can go to ndfamilyalliance.org.
Thank you, buddy. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too.
DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to ensure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Your mind morning show. What is on your mind? What's on your mind morning show? Scott Hennon, who's on vacation. I am Jeff Left, and as I say, from the right, I'm Jeff Left, and that's just how it goes. But here we are, and it's time to talk to Jim, the flagpole guy. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. And what's on your mind this morning?
Well, what's on my mind, Jeff, is that we have had a really accomplished 5 years, and next year, our sixth year, we have established some new protocols, and we're going to be establishing a service run starting in at the 10th of January and working through the 21st. I've obligated the whole 2 weeks, if you can hear me and you would like me to stop by your home to either look at the property to install a flagpole or
get
a service call, I'll stop in. And, you know, it's been a while since I have had an official ministry designation I'd like to do, and I would like to minister to the firemen of North Dakota and surrounding areas. They're all volunteers. So to tie the two together, if I come to your town to look at your property or to do a service call, I'll go to your fire hall and I'll do a service call. That supports all the people who are volunteering. And it's one less thing they got to worry about if there's the flagpole is needs any type of accessories. I'm there to help. I'd just like to promote that and be of help starting the 10th through the 21st. We have a lot of other good things coming up to help the public. On the 6th of January, we're going to have a build day to reorganize and grow the company, basically trying to meet the demands of North Dakota. I've had 5 years to learn, and I'm hoping to change things for the better to help everybody and grow a little bit.
Fantastic.
Thank you to all in North Dakota. You know, when you come to a home and they're waiting on their flagpole and we finally install it, the emotion that they have is, you know, they've thought of it 100 times, and the reason that they'd want that flagpole, it's a very special time. And I get to experience it over and over, and it's unlike anything I've ever done.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Just amazing. Yeah.
So, the 10th through the 21st, January, if you'd like me to stop by, please email Jim at ndflagpoleguy. That's Jim at ndflagpoleguy, or call 701-571-FLAG. I'd like to start the year all right. Thank you to everybody for the last 5 years.
And happy New Year to you too, Jim. And thanks for coming on the air today. Scotty's on vacation, but I loved hearing your segment. It was really, really moving. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet.
Thank you,
bet.
Everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim. Jim, the flagpole guy. And do you know what's happening at Schwann's lately? You don't? Well, listen to this.
That's right. What's on Your Mind is powered by Schwann's Buick GMC. There are new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily, so hurry before they are gone. At Schwann's Buick GMC, you get a lifetime of protection at no extra cost, because at Schwann's Buick GMC, your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann's Buick GMC, located at 3812 Memorial Highway along the Strip in Mandan under the big American flag, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I have had such a good time today. I'm getting even more comfortable in the third hour, but but you know what? Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Chris. Thanks to Dustin, the GM, for coming in here and making sure I didn't sound like a total idiot. But, you know, I've had such a good time today. Great guests today. I want to say thanks to the West Fargo Police Chief, Dennis Otterness, West Fargo Fire Chief, Dan Fuller. Remember that till 1:30, the event is still taking place with the badges for the blood, and you want to be a part of that for sure. Thank you for Tom Schatz, President of Citizens Against Government's Waste in Washington, D.C. What a great guy. Going to have him back someday. Kim Koppelman, always there for me. And he is just a college of faith and political knowledge. Mark Juritsma, North Dakota Family Alliance, that was fun too. And he had a lot of good stuff going. He's got a good thing coming up soon. And your church should be aware of that. Especially Crew, Campus Crusade for Christ. Crew should be aware of this and sending their students down to this thing that they got going on. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? And I got 15 seconds, right, Dustin?
Well, I think we might even have a little more than that. I think we're going to 55, 50, okay, if I'm not mistaken. The music will tell us, but while I have this moment.
Yeah, here, go ahead.
That Frisco bus, right?
Yes.
We're sending people down to Frisco. AM1100theflag.com, click on hot links, and a ticket on the bus gets you three-night hotel stay. The bus is going to leave next Thursday morning from here in Fargo. It'll travel down to Kansas, spend the night there Thursday night, then back down to Texas for Friday, spend the night in Texas on Friday, and then game time, right? All the fun and the feels of the game. Game ticket not included in this, but if you've been down to Frisco before, you've gone to the game.
Oh,
go
sure.
Enjoy this thing in the city and have some fun with a bunch of great Bobcat fans. So lots of fun stuff. Ron Ness tomorrow, Scotty back next week.
Yes, and why drive down and drive back? Just sit in the bus. It's comfy.
Have some fun on the fun bus.
Bring some snacks and do it up. Folks, thanks again. And Scotty's back, as Dustin said, on Monday. And this was a lot of fun for me. Have a great day. Happy New Year, everybody. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.